I really don't know.
With those poles, were they split or were they whole?
Well, I have seen them where they were split.
Would you
because
call,
then that, see, that split would go down in between there.
Would you call that a pole fence or a rail fence or anything like
rail,
that?
Rail, they call it a rail fence. I used to hear my grandmother say a rail fence. Mm-hmm.
And that would be the
pine, those pines fixed.
Was there more than one kind of a rail fence?
Well, it could have been, but everybody wasn't able to buy, so they just took the pine trees and made the rail fence.
They weren't split then?
Some of them were. Depends upon how many people you have to work at home. How many children, you know, and all to help do the work.
I guess those needed those things to hold up the fence then.
No,
like
I guess
not. Barbed wire has those, what?
Mm-hmm. Some people put after they fix that, they might put a barbed wire fence across because it keep cattle from jumping in you. Some cattle would jump fence, you know, and jump into your field.
Did you have a name for that extension they built at the top with that barbed wire running across there?
I don't know.
The things that the barbed wire was help. Those wooden things with the barbed wire would run between. What'd you tack the barbed wire to?
They had a post. They had posts.
Mm-hmm. And a little while ago you mentioned the bucket in the well.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bucket was that?
Wooden bucket. An old wooden bucket.
What was it like?
Have you ever seen a wooden bear?
a wooden what?
Wooden bear with staves around. We could buy buckets that look that size, just about that high, and round. It's like a barrel. And some of them, I think they were made of cedar. Some of them, I believe, were made of cedar.
Did they have anything to hold the staves together?
I guess
the little
staves around it, I imagine they did. I really,
oh, so
I'm sure they did.
That thing that went around in the stave?
Hook. They had hooks around this, little hooks around this bucket.
All those hooks made out of metal or wood?
Yes, they made out of metal. Hooks made out of metal.
Well, what did you carry milk in?
They had pails, milk pails.
What's that made of? That wood too?
Can I remember? I'm trying to think. Galvanized, I imagine, or galvanized.
So that'd be metal.
Kind of metal. But they usually, as soon as you get home, they strained the strainers, cloth, strain that milk, and put it in the, put it on the table for supper. When you get through, you put it in the well. So it wouldn't spoil. Wasn't that something?
Well, now, is there a difference in a bucket and a pail then? Is the bucket wooden and the pail
metal? That's what I would think. The bucket, the wooden bucket, an old wooden bucket.
Is there more than one?
Well, sometimes people do say bucket. Bring me that bucket, it's metal. Mm-hmm.
So that could be either one. Can you have
one.
A wooden pail?
Well, no, I really haven't heard a wooden one called a pail. The wooden bucket was called, bring me that bucket, wooden bucket. And some of those buckets were made of cedar. I can remember my grandmother had one that was made of cedar, and it was about that big, smaller, and it hung from the wall, from the ceiling, the porch. And they had a gourd for a dipper.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
They raised these gourds, and they would hollow them out.